Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Tag Republic. I'm Carolina Guzik, your host, and today, all the way from Canada, my friend Pam Kriankum. Pam, how are you doing today?
I am doing so good, and I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Oh, I am so happy to see you, obviously, via Zoom, and to hear you, and to see that you're glowing. We met prior to the pandemic, we spent some time on a retreat once, and I wish we could do it again.
Yes.
Looking forward for the future.
Yeah.
So Pam, while talking to you throughout this time on Instagram, which again, for all of you that are listening, you can find friends on the Instagram. Get on somebody's DMs and start chatting.
Yeah, the internet's a wild place. You can find out anything that you want on there, essentially.
Yes, I love it. Anyways, back to you. So we were talking back and forth, and then you mentioned something super interesting, which is you were doing 100 coffee dates in 100 days.
Yeah, and they were all with entrepreneurs, too.
All with entrepreneurs. This has to be not only photographers, not only like anybody that was an entrepreneur. And I was like, correct. I love the idea. I want to hear all about it. Let's do a podcast. So here we are.
Perfect. Yes. So happy to be here.
Awesome. So before we jump into this juicy topic, what about you introduce yourself and you tell us, what do you do?
Sure. So my name is Pam Kriankum. I'm located in Alberta, Canada, and I now do commercial photography. I started in wedding photography, and that is how me and Carolina also connected. And now, actually out of the 100 coffee dates in 100 days, I have started my second business. So we can talk about that in a little bit. So yeah.
Oh, so excited. So how this whole idea started? Why 100? Why 100 days?
So I started this in February, but to like really understand the scope of how this all came to be, we have to back up to probably October, September, around that time. I had gone on a trip with my partner to Italy for my birthday. It was super lovely. And before I'd left, I had wrapped up all my commercial photography work, wedding work, like I had wrapped it all up, ready to go on vacation. And then when we came home, everything kind of just fell apart and I couldn't figure out why. Like I came home and like nothing was working anymore. And there's like this really big resistance to wanting to show up for my work and I couldn't figure out why. So that continued on for a bit. I had knee surgery in December, so then I wasn't able to physically walk at the beginning of this year and being able to work. So it was like a really stressful time. And how this all came about was by February, my best friend's mom is a leadership coach in the education field. And she essentially summoned me and was like, we're going for coffee. I was like, okay, we are going for coffee. And
I love when moms get involved. It's like, right? Things are getting serious.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like, maybe we should do this. It's like, we are going for coffee. And I was like, okay, we'll be there. You just tell me, I will appear. And when we were talking and I was just going through this period of just like a lot of uncertainty, I had moved fully into commercial photography, was doing education also for small business owners who maybe couldn't afford product photography or branding photography for their business. and it just wasn't going the way I wanted to go. And it was, everything was really hard. Like, the work was hard. I was so depleted with energy. And she was like, okay, what you need to do is you need to do 50 coffee dates in 50 days in person, like in my community, to get to know other business owners, to build up my network. And I was like, I had gone to a conference in January, and I think there's maybe 100 people there. And I was exhausted, like being in person for like 2 hours for a conference where I wasn't even talking to people. I was like, I can't do 50 in 50 days in person. Like, that's too much. So while she's talking, my brain was just like, you know what? I'm going to do 100 in 100 days. So I could do 50 online, 50 in person, and break it up. Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel scary. Like, I was just like, yeah, this seems like... this seems like a good use of my time.
Hold on a second. She's telling you this about, like, I can imagine it in my brain. Like, you're sitting there on your coffee. She's talking to you 50 days, 50, you know, 50 dates on 50 days. And then I just see you sipping your coffee and thinking, I was so overwhelmed at this conference, but I'm going to double down and I'm going to do 100. This makes no sense, Pam. What? How?
I mean, I don't know what my brain was thinking. Like, I don't know why it never occurred to me to be like 25 in person, 25 online. But for some reason, because she said the 50 in person, I was like, okay, if I need to break that up, how am I going to do it? I'm going to do double. Like, I don't know why that's what my brain thought and why it just felt so natural to do it. But that's what I did. And it was so funny because the minute I voiced it out loud, she's like, that's a lot. Maybe we should pick a different number. And then the minute she said that, I was like, I'm doing it. I'm doing
it now.
Because
you feel like,
yeah, like, I can't do it. No, I'm going to do it.
Oh, what? Look at the overachiever in you showing up.
I know. And it's, I think it, you know, especially as like entrepreneurs and running our own businesses, there is always that bit of rebellious streak where you're always like, you know, you do this because you want the freedom, right? Whatever that freedom looks like to you. So anytime somebody's like, I don't know if you should do that, if it's not like, you know, hazardous to my health, kind of, I'll just be like, no, I'm doing it. I'm doing it now just because, you know, you told me I can't, and I need that freedom. So yeah, that was, I believe, a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. By Thursday, I sent out an email to my email list. And then by Friday, I had 3 coffee dates booked. And then by the next week, I had 16. And then it just kept going. And then by the end of 100 coffee dates in 100 days, I think I had done 110 coffee dates in 99 days.
That's impressive. Okay, so there's a lot to break down here.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
You leave the coffee break, right? With the coffee date with your mom, with your mom's friend. Did you count that as your first coffee date or not?
I didn't. Okay, no, so I didn't.
And you had an email list of how many people?
I only had an email list of 250.
And who was in that list?
So on that list were all other entrepreneurs, business owners. And it was kind of a mix because there were kind of some of my photography friends and people who had followed me for commercial photography work or like education around photography, things like that. So it was like a bit of a mixed bag of who was on there. Mm-hmm. And actually the first two people, one of them was a really good friend who was my first coffee date, which was actually really nice. Mm-hmm. To like break the ice into it. But yeah, I just got a few people off of there, and it just felt like it was like, I was like, oh, like I'm going to do this because I truly do not know what to do right now. So like, let's just do this thing and see what happens. I had no expectations.
So there was no plan other than really just marking 100 dates on 100 days.
Correct. And all
it
was.
The end goal.
Yes. And it wasn't, and even though it was the end goal, I didn't want it to be like, oh, if I don't do this, there's like a failure or anything. So it's like, if I get what I need out of these coffee dates, I don't have to do 100.
But you didn't know what you needed.
I didn't know what I needed at the time, except for I was very lost. I did not know what was supposed to come next. But the speed that everything happened, everything just felt aligned. Like it felt like it was the right thing at the right time because it was happening so fast. It felt like I was meeting the right people at the right time on my journey too. And I literally just showed up to every conversation just saying like, hey, tell me your story. Like, how did you get into the work that you did? And just share with me about your whole journey. And that was that. And there's so much power in learning, just in hearing other people's stories.
absolutely. I'm going to, again, back it up like 10 times. Yes. What did you send on that first email? What was the copy of that email?
Okay, so I can pull it up and find out.
Love it, yes.
Yeah, we can, so then we can have some like actual, you know, figure out what actually was in there. But essentially it was like, I am doing this and I'm just trying to shake things up and get out there in a different way. So does anyone want to join me? And let's see. Okay, I have to go to a different email thing because apparently I switched over my email at some point this year. But yeah,
it was pretty straightforward. Like, hey, I'm in this journey. Who wants to come with me?
Exactly. And it was also one of those things. Oh, you know what I made? The title of the email was Delusional Levels of Confidence. That is what I had titled.
Title. I would definitely open that.
Yeah. And I think the people who literally opened it were like, I read it because it literally said delusional levels of confidence. And yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm going to meet. Sorry, go ahead.
No, were you really afraid to hit send or you didn't care?
No, I didn't care.
Because you had no expectations.
No expectations. Didn't know who was going to respond. And literally, all these coffee dates, didn't know who's going to show up, didn't know who's going to respond. I didn't Google anyone before, so I didn't know anyone's business, net worth, anything like that. I was just like, just come as you are. Okay. To the coffee date.
So let me ask you a hypothetical question. Let's say that you didn't have an email list.
Mm-hmm.
Go to this, you know, meeting, like this kind of like intervention with your friend's mom. She tell you, I think this is what you should do. What do you think you would have done? How would you have reached somebody?
So the second thing I did was I'm a part of different just Facebook groups. I don't know why, but like, even though I've built my business on Instagram, there's been like this resurgence on Facebook of just like connecting with other business owners. So I just went in there and I was like, this is what I'm doing. Who wants to come? And that is where I got, I would say, 80% of the people.
Good. And then what was the message again on Facebook group? I'm doing a date. I have no expectations. Who wants to show up?
Yeah. Let's have a 20-minute virtual coffee. I just want to hear your story, just wanting to connect with other entrepreneurs. Who wants to come? And I think because people saw that number as 100, they were so excited. And they felt like it was like something they could rally behind because then people like, I love this idea. I love this challenge you're doing. Like, let's do it. So, yeah.
Do you think that if you would have said just like, hey, I just want to chat with any entrepreneurs, do you think that without saying 100 dates on 100 dates, do you think that the reply would have been different?
I think the reply would have been different because there's less, like, even though I didn't have direction in the conversations, there's direction of a goal of like where I was trying to go. So I think that definitely made a difference versus just saying, hey, I'm looking for a couple coffee dates this week.
I would 100% agree on that because I, like, from my own point of view, like, I am with my friends, I would say that I'm an extrovert. With strangers, yes. I am extremely closed up. So like, if I am on a Facebook group and I read that it just says like, hey, I just want to do a coffee day with anybody that wants to chat, my brain immediately not rejected. No, we're not going to go there because I don't know. Like, I don't have enough context. Now, if I said I'm doing 100 dates for 100 days, and even though there is nothing else to it, as you mentioned, I'm like, well, this sounds interesting. Now I want to know about this. And maybe I will volunteer for a date.
Yes. And what was really cool is there were some introverts. And this is the best thing. I have never gone on a coffee networking date before I did this.
Okay.
Ever. This was like my first experience. It was like not just one. It was like, let's do 100.
So also another thing, which for me, I think online will be easier because I don't really like, if I don't like it, I can just shut down my computer, right? Like, that's the worst that I can do. But what happened with those in-person dates? How were they?
They were great. And the in-person ones. So the in-person ones were a little bit scarier because I actually cold called some businesses where I walked in the door.
Okay, tell me all about it.
I was terrified the whole time, but I would walk in the door and be like, hi, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just think your business is really cool. And I'm doing this thing right now where I'm going on a whole bunch of coffee dates and I would love to connect and just hear more about how you got started.
And did people, everybody said yes? Or did you get somebody that was like, ma'am, please leave my office?
No, I had most of the people, like everybody was open to it. I think sometimes people were like confused. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, these businesses that I was going to were also a little bit newer. So they were also kind of used to it. Like they were used to other people coming in the door.
What kind of building, what kind of business was this?
I actually only did two cold call ones uh-huh. because it was so scary. Uh-huh. One of them was a coffee shop, mm-hmm. brand new coffee shop. And then the other one is a brand new, like indie bookstore that did used books, but like, they're really cool. But yeah, so the reception for both of them, I think they're just like curious and like confused as to like what I was trying to accomplish. But
I mean,
like,
an indie book, they have to take you. An indie bookstore, they have to, of course, say yes to that.
Look at me. Look at my background. Hipster alert. Just kidding. No. But like, but yeah, like I think they are just like, oh, like, okay, this is like interesting. But also at the same time, because they were new businesses, mm-hmm. people were coming like from the neighborhood to introduce themselves anyway. So I don't think it was like, oh, you're the first person who's ever asked me, you know, this. It's like, oh no, there's been other people around the neighborhood who have, you know, come and introduced themselves and wanted to get to know us. So.
And within, in general, out of all those 100 dates, did you get any rejection? Whether it's online, you send an email and nobody replied, or somebody actually said, no, thank you.
So how I did it was I was just like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And if people responded, I then sent them a calendar link mm-hmm. for them to book in a call with me. So that's how, so there was some action on their side too, mm-hmm. that they had a book in the time and place and everything. And there was no rejection. Like, honestly, every single conversation was amazing. And I got mm-hmm. so much out of it because I was also finding these people in like very specific areas, in the sense of like in these groups that like we all have these common goals and values and things mm-hmm. like that. So I never had a bad conversation.
Got it. So let's say that I am one of those people that said yes, and we walk into a Zoom call, right? And mm-hmm. you've never seen me because, I mean, you've seen my profile on Facebook, but that's it,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You didn't Google me, right? You didn't do any of this. So I jump on the call. What was like, how did you guide the conversation?
Yeah, essentially, I would come on the call. I would say, thank you for joining me for 100 coffee dates in 100 days, which usually, and again, this changed over time as I was going through it, but like always elicited a reaction because they're like, how's it going? Like 100 is so much.
Would you tell me like, hey, Carolina, you're date number 56 or, you know, 72?
Yeah, like I wouldn't like say it out right away, but uh-huh. a lot of the time people would ask, right? Because uh-huh. they know it was 100. So they're like, what number are you on? Like, who am I? Like, what day are you on? So I would be like, hey, you're like number 89 and I still have this many days to go. And they would be like, oh my goodness, like it's so fun. And then uh-huh. I would introduce myself, and then I would just be like, yeah, I just want to hear about you and your business and what brings you joy. Mm-hmm. And that is how I, and then I would let them have the floor.
Did you get anybody that was maybe a little bit skeptical, maybe like, what are you trying to sell me after this? No. What's happening? No
nothing.
You didn't get any Carolinas?
No, I got absolutely nothing. And I think it's because people came so open because it was uh-huh. such a genuine connection where I'm literally just like, I'm here to listen. And because of that, people are just so much more open to uh-huh. sharing so much information and so much learning and stuff like that. And yeah, so I never had that issue.
So people took the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the longest date that you had?
Okay, so this is really fun. So the longest coffee date I had was with another creative. His name uh-huh. is Darnell. I believe he's somewhere in the northeast of the US. Mm-hmm. He was actually the first person I did a podcast interview with. It was 2 hours. Like, we talked for 2 hours. And every time we do talk, it is 2 hours because we just have so much to say and go in so deep because I think we just connected really uh-huh. well. But that was the longest one.
I love. And did you, as people were talking, you know, about their journey, their experience, were you, did you have like follow-up questions? Were you like, lean in, tell me more about that? Or you just like,
yeah,
just observing?
Yeah, I would have follow-up questions or like reflect back pieces of my life to them if it felt like it was the right time. And like, sometimes I would ask questions if they said something to be like, oh, what about this? Because there were things I was experiencing in my own life. And that's what I really learned is like through these coffee dates and hearing other people's stories, they were able to actually serve as a mirror back for me.
Mm-hmm.
So to give you an example, I was at a point where I was like really scared to let go of like these parts of my business and the like parts of my like of my creative life that have been parts of my identity now mm-hmm. for a really long time, to like, if I let go of this, like what is supposed to come next, like taking that next step into like that
do
next
you,
thing.
Do you mind giving me like an actual, like, is that too personal?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like, starting a new business. Like if I'm starting a new business, like, will everyone judge me? Like, how will they perceive me? Like I've done this for 10 years. Like, can I actually walk away from this? And having a conversation with someone who just happened to be way further in their career, where they could be like, I started at this agency and then I did this and then I built this business and then this, and now I'm doing this. It made me realize one day when I look back, and see everything, like the emotions that I feel now are not going to have the same like charge
mm-hmm.
in the future. So then it allowed me to be like, oh, it's not going to feel like this forever. I can let go.
I love that, especially because, and I love that you did this with like people from all different backgrounds and not just like photographers, right? Because I feel like, for example, I'm going to speak about myself. Like I feel mm-hmm. like I have all these conversations for the podcast, but 99% is within mostly even the wedding industry. Mm-hmm. And I do want to expand because I want to see what others do. And also because just like you, maybe there are people that are listening that are like in this space in their lives when they're like, I love photography, X, Y, or C, whatever aesthetic or genre of photography you do. And then they probably want to do something else. And it's like yes. the fear, am I going to succeed? But I have been doing this for so long and now is, you know, maybe easier than starting something new. So I think that, as you mentioned, talking to other people will open possibilities, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I thought I would be a photographer forever. I truly did, until this last year where things in my body had decided like, we need to move on. We need you to do like, there's other things out there mm-hmm. for you. And I think being able to talk to people where they gave me examples where they were like, I was living this life and like, I thought it was perfect until I realized this isn't what I wanted anymore. And like, I left. And it's so much more beautiful on the other side when you step into whatever it is that you want to do, whether it is continuing to do photography or something else. And I think that also gave me the courage to, you know, try something new.
Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode.
Oh, I love this. Were you taking notes at these dates? Or you have like yes. a little journal? Okay, tell me about it. I have so I am a very like art person in the sense of my brain does not think linearly, but my partner is like very like, this goes in this box, this goes in this box. There's a spreadsheet for everything. So this is the only non-art part of me is I created a spreadsheet and I have a spreadsheet and notes on every single coffee date that I went on.
Oh, I love this. And out of all these 100 people, with how many of them do you still in touch?
I would say there's about 10 or 15 of them I'm still in touch with. Like there's other people who I'm still friendly with and like every once in a while we'll talk to, but there's like, I would say a handful of people that I interact with all the time now, which is really, really cool. And I think more than anything, this journey has taught me that I'm not alone, because I think sometimes living in the online business space and running your business primarily online and with social media makes it feel like you're doing it alone. And this really helped me be like, oh, there's so many other people out there and I can connect with people from all around the world. It's possible.
Yeah. Were there any conversations that got you really, really emotional that you were yes. like, I wasn't expecting this?
Yes, I had some, depending on like the line of work or like what they wanted to share with me on their journey, it was like really emotional. Or sometimes I would have breakthroughs like while talking to people, and I would realize something, and then we would just sit there and look at each other, and I'd be like, I'm sorry, I need a minute, because like I'm having these like
you need to process
downloads. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like essentially, like as we're having this conversation. And honestly, like it was probably like the best thing I ever did for myself and my business.
Do you think that it felt a little bit like therapy?
It did. It did. It felt like business therapy. And it was really interesting because in the first 50 days, I think I really got a lot of clarity on what is supposed to come next and how that might look. And it was like the last 50 days, and people that I met then were almost like the cheerleaders to move me forwards.
Oh, the universe works in mysterious ways. They say.
I know. So anyone who wants to do 100 coffee dates in 100 days, I suggest like 5 or 10. Start. You don't have to go all the way in. But yeah, it was amazing.
This is so good. Maybe I need to take you on this challenge because, interesting enough, I have no problem reaching out to people for the podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I will feel as comfortable reaching out to somebody to have like a private conversation.
Yeah, just
really
pure
out of my comfort zone.
Pure connection, like 100%, just like tell me about you, your life, what you're up to, what's happening next for you.
Yeah. Did you had any awkward conversations when it was just like really like very straightforward answers and then just like a solid break?
I think there was a couple people, because it was so new to them, it was hard, but I'm pretty good at like keeping conversations going, so it wasn't too bad. I had one conversation. It was actually really enlightening because all the people I had been talking to that week just happened to have like these really big goals and like what they had accomplished or like what they planned to do. And I was like, this is great. And so everything always felt like really big, expansive, forward moving. And this one person I talked to who was super lovely was actually like, they didn't want to grow. They didn't want to scale. They were okay.
They're like, I'm okay with where I am.
Yeah. And I think that was a really good reminder for me to also just be like happy and like present in like the like whatever your day to day looks like. And that's enough. Like that is enough. We don't always have to be like pushing ourselves forwards. We can actually stop and actually enjoy the present moment and what we've already built up to this point.
Ah, oh, that's so good. I had a question that I completely forgot about it. So it's probably going to come back to me. What would be your recommendation or for somebody that is really, really shy, that is listening to this conversation, is like, that sounds really, really good, but just listening to this, I have anxiety. What would you advise?
I would maybe, if it's to the point where even the idea of reaching out to people is giving you like making your heart race or something, I would do it with friends and family first. Maybe, and if it's not maybe friends and family, it's like that second degree of people outside of, you know, your friends and family. Mm-hmm. Maybe they know someone who has like a similar interest to you and they're like, hey, can you just like, you know, connect us so we can meet? Or if you know, there's always like that person who's like, oh, I think you should meet so-and-so, you would get along so well with like them. Actually follow up on that and be like, hey, like go track that person down for me and do that, because then it takes off some of the edge before you go on the internet and announce to strangers that you just want to like talk to them.
That this is so interesting. Like, I absolutely love this concept. The question that I had for you is like, did you ask for referrals? Like after the, not referrals for business, but like after the call, did you say like, hey, do you know another entrepreneur that do you think that would like to have a call with me?
I didn't only, well, you know what? I didn't because I had so many calls booked. Like there are weeks where I had 15 calls in 3 days. Like it was like, that was all I was doing for like 3 months, was literally getting on these calls and just connecting. But I did have some people who, as we were talking, they would be like, you need to connect with my one friend because like you would align really well with them. So it wasn't so much that I was asking for referrals, but if they
felt
like that lightning bolt of like, you need to meet this person, then I would go ahead and meet other people.
Talking about like having 3 calls a day, and because I'm really into energy and all that, how are you like managing your energy? Because that seems like, even if it's super positive, it seems like a lot.
It is. And I think I was able to manage it as well as I did because I actually like was still like, mm-hmm. I didn't do anything else really, except for these coffee dates, because I had really scaled my workload back as I was trying to figure out what comes next. Mm-hmm. So I had that like capacity, if that makes sense, to do mm-hmm. that. But I also know for me, my strongest suit is actually talking and connecting with people like this. So this for me, while it's not like always energizing, because after like 3 to 5 calls, you are like down and out. But like this doesn't take my energy away at the same rate as like when I would do like video tutorials that I would have to like video and then edit of like how to take product photography for like small businesses. Like I was good at that, but it always took so much energy away, where this doesn't take as much energy away. So I think if there is anyone who is maybe more of an introvert and trying this one a week, that is great. Like you don't have to do it all at once. Like it is a journey, and it's like, what is it? It's about the journey, like not the destination.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. Like it's really just like doing it at the pace you're comfortable with.
And also, yeah, as you said, it's like, it's for you. Nobody else needs to know. So, I mean, if you want to broadcast it, sure, you know, so you get cheer up, but like you get to dictate how many you want to do and how.
Exactly. Often. Exactly.
Ah, I love it. Sounds so good. Alrighty. So you told us that you had a breakthrough.
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
Okay,
so hold on a second. All the way from the beginning, you were a little bit confused. You didn't want to do wedding photography anymore. You were doing product photography and you felt like stuck. You didn't know what was working and you needed to figure this out because you were not happy Pam.
Yeah, I was not happy Pam. I was very sad Pam. I was low energy Pam. And I was very confused Pam. Because I have lots of background besides photography in like the marketing world and e-commerce and stuff like that for other small businesses. And I was just like, now that I know all this stuff, it's great, but I'm so exhausted. Like I've done it. It's so much work. And one thing that while I am good at it, it takes so much energy for me is detail work. So like the execution and the detail, and that's really hard on me. And I think that's maybe why my body at one point was like, we need to slow down the photography, because like my body just can't keep up with just like that, the amount of energy it takes me to do the execution. Sorry, what was the question again?
What was the question? The question was, what was the question?
We'll only know when we play this back of like, what was the question? Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, we have gone here that other route, which is your body will let you know when something is not working, right? So we do need to listen to that. So the question was, how did you... you had a breakthrough. So we were explaining how you were feeling. You started this 50, we're 100, but you mentioned like around 50th.
Yes, right. I was sad Pam. I was sad Pam, and now I'm more happy Pam.
There you go. So how did what would happen?
Okay, so what I was doing at the beginning of the year was commercial photography, and I have a course that is like how to teach essentially small businesses how to like do the product photography and everything for themselves, because they have to do it at such a fast rate right now, and I can't reach everyone with my services. So I was doing that, and it just did not, like the launch I had did not go how I wanted it to go, and I was like, I have spent months working on this and it doesn't, like nothing's happening, and it's like really stressful. And there was this one thing a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I had spoken to on a career panel for teen and young women, refugee and immigrant, like that group. So sorry, let me phrase that again. Refugee and immigrant teen girls and women. That is who I was speaking to. And on this panel, there's another artist, but then another woman who was working in finance. And we were kind of going back and forth, sharing just like our journeys and our career. And I do have a university degree. And I just followed like a very different path. And this group of teen girls and women that we were talking to, we're talking about how excited they were to be in Canada and the opportunities that, you know, were there for them. And for me, it just made me be like, okay, like I also want to empower this group of people and let them know, like, if they feel so called to make art or just like be creative and want to expand into this versus like a traditional like career path, if we want to call it that, and the traditional ways to success, there is space for them here. And I want them to feel like they are welcome, because that is something I experienced when I first started, is I didn't feel like I belonged. I didn't feel like I should be here because there wasn't space for me to take up. Mm-hmm. And so for me, like I told them, like I got on my little soapbox and I was just like, hey, if you want to be in this industry, I will open every single door for you. Like, this is what I, you know, want to be able to do. So from that, that's been something I've been carrying with me for like a few years. Last year, I had started specifically a BIPOC creative like Zoom call every month that we all just got on, and it was so lovely. And then what I really realized is like community is where it's at for me. Like, that's what I want to be creating, and bring these people together and pool all the resources and allow us to lift each other up. And so this has always been in the back of my mind. And I was like, I'm going to do this in a couple years. Like, in a couple years, once I have this going, then I'll do that. And what these coffee dates really did was shorten the window of time from 2 to 3 years until I was going to pursue this project to 2.5 months. Within 2.5 months, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. Like, I have the space. I have the space to do it. And it's still, you know, being formed, because I've learned like the path to any kind of business is not as linear as we think, even though we've done it before. But essentially what I am creating now is an online membership community for diverse and historically marginalized, essentially business owners who have a creative soul and just want to be creating community and need the resources to get their businesses off the ground. Because what I've learned is the way that success is modeled, even within our industry, does not sometimes take into account our own personal and diverse stories and experiences and what we bring into business. Because essentially all these things that if we don't deal with them, they really do get magnified in business, and how we show up and our mindset and how we talk to our clients and how we sell. So that is what I'm now creating.
I love it. So people that join you in this, is it a subscription method? How this new business works?
Yeah. So it's like a monthly paid membership or a yearly paid membership. It's called Bloom.
Love it.
Creative membership. And yeah, that's just the structure. And we are still just getting off the ground. And there are so many changes that are happening every week as I'm still trying to figure things out. But I can see the final vision, which is so nice. And now it's just figuring out how to get there.
This is so good. And I'm so glad that you were able to find your joy.
Yeah. Because,
yeah. You know, at the end of the day, work is really more than half of our lives. And I think that we need to do it with joy.
Yes. And I mean, I loved photography for so long, and I still do. But it was like realizing, and I didn't, like when I was feeling so sad and upset back in October, I didn't have the words for it. Like, I couldn't figure out what was going on. And it took until the coffee dates for me to realize, like, I, you know, started this business because it was like a creative outlet. It was freedom. It was all these things. But then, you know, expectations and like projections and all these things happen. And it was almost like I had built like a golden cage around myself, and essentially had like everything I wanted to get away from, I had, you know, created for myself. And I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And so that's kind of where things fell apart. But at the same time, it sometimes really does feel like everything does have to fall apart in order for like the next thing to come. You need that space.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so happy you did find that space, and that now you're sharing all this with us, because I'm sure, I mean, you have inspired me. I'll see how many dates I do or when, but like the idea sounds really, really cool. And I think that for people that listen to this podcast, this is going to be really, really useful. You know, there are so many times that I read people feeling like they're like on this like space that they don't know what's happening. They don't know how to get out of it. And this could be a tool that people can use. And again, it doesn't have to be 100, or maybe it is 100 or 200. I don't know. That's up to you to decide what you want to do.
I honestly, like five is great. Like, five is great, because you know what? There's a couple people I talked to, because at day 50, like a little bit later, but I ended up doing a summary of like what I had learned in the first 50 days. And through that, I inspired so many other people to go do their own coffee dates, which was amazing.
And do you have that summary somewhere? Is this a private summary? Do you have a blog post about it? What's going on?
I should probably turn it into a blog post. You I do should. Have it. It's in a Google Doc. I'll send it to you after this, and then you can share it.
Put it on the notes of this episode if you're okay with it. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. I'm more than happy to share it. But there's one woman who, you know, I talked to near the end of my coffee days. She's like, I was so inspired by what you did. I put out my own version of it and nobody was responding. And it, like, for her, like, it was like, why does nobody want to talk to me? But everyone wanted to talk to Pam. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, it was kind of like, you know, like, you don't need 100. Like, it doesn't have to be 100. Like, you can get what you need out of maybe 3 or 5 coffee dates. And there is nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And I think just like through our conversation, she's like, you know what? I'm like getting enough out of this conversation with you right now that I see that I don't need to do 20 or 30 or 40 or 50. Like, I can, like, I don't have to do all those things to like find the answer, because she also didn't know what she was like. Huh. Trying to find. She was just like, Pam did this. This seems really inspirational. I want to do the same thing.
Well, talking about her, what would be the advice if somebody's listening to this episode and then they put out their own call and they get crickets?
Even if it's just one person, truly, even within, if I had only done that first call and that was it, that would have been enough, because I learned so much in that call. And it was with someone who also is a wedding photographer I've known for years, and was just like, I love you. I know what you do, because, you know, I've been watching your business for years, but I actually don't know how to support you, because like, it sounds like you're doing this, but also this, but also this, and maybe this. And then I realized, I was like, I am so unclear on who I am right now that nobody knows how to help me. And then even like in that first coffee date, I was like, oh, like, I have so much information to work on or to work off of. And yeah, it's a lot of introspection. So I would just say, like, don't, like, just one's okay. Two's okay. Like, it's just, it's all about connecting with other people. And it really is hitting that 100% goal.
So I haven't done 100 or 10 or 50, but I have reached out to a lot of people for this podcast. So my advice would be, you posted on Facebook and nobody replied. You sent a DM on Instagram, nobody replied. You have had a client, I can guarantee you, that is a business owner. So come to the client.
Yeah.
And that's it. So like, you cannot give up after just posting one.
Yes. Like, yes. One, yes. 100%.
One call to action. You have to, you know, exactly. Do yes. several places yes. and maybe yes. change the way you're asking. Yes. Because as you mentioned, somebody, at least one person, is going to
yes.
reply.
Yes. And there's so much power in like that one connection, because mm-hmm. it's like, again, it's like, yes, I had 100. That was a lot. But at the same time, like, there's so much quality and so much nuance and like of like magic that can happen in that one conversation, because they're like, literally, I've had 110 conversations. They've all been amazing, but I can count on like maybe there's three conversations, maybe two, that were just so pivotal three conversations that was so pivotal for me that, like, you know, even though I've loved every single conversations, those are the ones that I'm just like, that was key to my success. And that could just be the first person that you talk to, and that's all you need.
There you go. I love this. This was so lovely. I am so glad that you found this path and that you have now this new business that seems to bring you a lot of joy in your life and a lot of also, what's the word that I'm looking for? The word that I'm looking for, like, you want to help others. What's that word?
Yes. Yeah. And it's purpose. Purpose. Yes. Purpose. Yeah. And it's like, I loved what I did with photography, but this one definitely feels much bigger than me. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels a lot bigger. And it feels like, yeah, I'm going to like eventually change and shake up a whole bunch of stuff, because like I said at the beginning with you, when someone usually tells me no, I will do the complete opposite.
Love that. So Pam, we have a little tradition here in this podcast, and for me, it's asking you what are you loving right now? Doesn't have it to be business related.
I've loved the change of pace. Okay. The change of pace from, you know, you know, how weddings are at the weekends are super busy and stuff like that. And I think the change of pace for me has been really good for my health and my body. I think it's still really hard to slow down because there's like a bit of that programming of like that guilt around like I should be more productive and things like that. But actually building a life that I want to be living and feel supported and healthy in, I think is my favorite thing that I've been loving so far.
Aw, I love that answer. So yeah. If somebody's listening to this and they want to find out more about you, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Pam Crankham. And then I guess I have a website also. Also the same. I guess I have a website. We can add that in too. And then you can also find out more about the Bloom community there.
Fantastic. And I'm going to add links to all these places on the show notes. Pam, thank you so much for being a friend of the Talk Republic and for being my virtual friend, even though we have met in person. I really love the fact that we met, and I hope that we can, you know, stay connected forever and ever, because I want to hear all about Bloom and how big you take this project.
Thank you. I've loved being here and sharing my story with you too.
Awesome. And for all of you that are listening all the way to the end, thank you so much. Remember to share this with your friends. I'm sure somebody wants to go on 100 dates with 100 people. So make sure you share that with them. And thank you so much for listening. And I'll catch with you next week. Until then, ciao.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoy today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for the Tog Republic group on Facebook. Until next week.